4 for Wisconsin. Impressive drive in progress for the Badgers. Skyler Bell comes out to the right. Riley Nowakowski, the fullback. Malusi, the tailback. The tight end, Hayden Rucci. Motions left to right. Here's the handoff to Malusi over left guard. He just plows his way inside the 10 down to about the 9-yard line. It'll be a yard short. And now Malusi comes out. Guerrero comes in on 3rd down and 2 as they place it at the 10.
You got a couple of downs here to pick up that first down, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Got to think. Aker, the fullback. Guerrero, the tailback. We get Tyler Beach lined up on the right side of the formation. Hurts under his center, Joe Tippmann. Hurts takes the snap, hands to Guerrero off the right side, and he fights his way down near the 5-yard line. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin. Good crease off the right side for Guerrero. First and goal, Wisconsin at the 5.
Well, they lined up with a lot of beef to that side of the formation. You had Fertney, the right guard, Malman, the right tackle, Tyler Beach, the second tight end, and then you pulled Bordellini out in front of the tailback.
And again, it's Beach and Rucci on the right side of the formation. Straight out, backs him first to goal at the 5. Burks takes handoff. Guerrero got hit at the line of scrimmage, but still able to pop his way down to about the 3-yard line. Malga Clements getting in there with help. Second and goal, Wisconsin at the 3. 6:35 left third quarter, 7-0 Nebraska.
I do believe the same exact play. They ran it 2 times in a row. Well, they do it 3 times.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they put the two tight ends together. So it's
yep.
Beach and Rucci together off the shoulder of Riley Malman.
Ches Malusi checks in for Isaac Guerrero. Second down, goal to go. Beach lines up on the right side. They got Hayden Rucci on the left side. Straight eye back. Second and goal at the 3. Hurts pulls back. Hand off Malusi. Ches fighting his way to about the 2, maybe the 1. And that's it. A pile of bodies there. Third and goal, Wisconsin.
Man, that was a good tackle. Was that Hausman? I couldn't tell if it was Hausman or not. That was a good stick.
This is where you get the game in its purest form right now. Nothing fancy. It is slam it, Adam football. Third down, goal to go for the Badgers at the 1. 5:38 left in the third quarter. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. Mertz brings them up. Again, Beach on the right side next to Malman. High backs. Now they go inverted wishbone. And Jackson Aker, one of the fullbacks, moved early. Penalty markers fly, and it'll be 3rd and goal at the 6.
We sound like broken records, don't we? Because we say, oh, there's just that one mistake that'll hurt a drive or stop it.
So that changes everything as the Badgers personnel package. They'll get DK, Bell, Lewis, Eschenbach all in there. Guerrero, 3rd and goal at the 6. Can they overcome a self-inflicted wound here? 3rd and goal, Wisconsin at the 6. Lewis to the right. DK slot left, Bell wide left. Guerrero the running back. Eschenbach the tight end, motions right to left. Mertz rolling left. Graham looks, throws, left side. It's caught by DK. No, he did not hang on. No catch. Oh, he went up for it, grabbed it, and either came down out of bounds or the ball popped loose, didn't survive the ground. Either way, it's an incomplete pass.
I think all of the above. I thought he got his foot down. He was working against Miles Farmer, the safety, but when he hit the turf, the ball popped loose.
Oh, man. And now Nate Van Zelst on to attempt what will be a 25-yard field goal from the right hash mark to try to get the Badgers on the board. He missed from 39 late to the second quarter. The lines are down. Here's the snap, the spot, and the kick is in the air, and it is good. And the Badgers get on the board. Now they got something out of it, not what they wanted, but they'll take the 3, and they have pulled to within 4. We'll take a break from the America Family Insurance broadcast booth. 4:50 left in quarter number 3, Nebraska 7, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
10 football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Anthony Herron, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Butt, Matt McLaurin, and Ben Hartsock. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. More. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers are fans of diehard fans. Hey, with the truck as capable as the F-150, we have a few diehard fans of our own. Ford scoring drive, 14 plays, 74 yards, took half the third quarter. 7 minutes, 34 seconds, but the Badgers settle for a field goal. Nate Van Zelst, a 25-yard field goal, and with 4:50 left in the third quarter, it's 7-3, Nebraska leading Wisconsin. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
All right, Badgers get on the board. Now before they kick off, let's send it down to Patrick.
Braylon Allen has not played in either the first two drives of this half, but rest assured, he is still up and active for this game. He's got his helmet on when the Badgers have the ball. He's engaged in the drive, so he has not ruled out. We could see him return. He's just dealing with that pain in his shoulder each time he gets hit. So for now, still up. We'll have to kind of monitor it as we go, but helps when Malusi's back and carrying it as strong as he is.
Yeah, he's looked good here. Chez in the game, 17 carries for 77 yards.
Badgers had a couple of quote-unquote big plays on that series, too. The pass to Lewis for 10, and then the end around the reverse to Bell for 10, mixing it up with the handoffs to Malusi and Garendo.
So Gavin Lahm will be kicking off here for Wisconsin. Keeping the football on the tee has been next to impossible. We'll see if he can. Nope, he's going to need a holder. Samara Melvin over there for those duties once again. Tommy Hill deep for the Huskers. Emmett Johnson back there with them. So Lahm on the approach. And the kick is away, and it's going to be Hill at the 16 across the 20-yard line, and he gets thrown down just across the 20-yard line. That is some good kick coverage right there for the Wisconsin Badgers. That was Jackson Aker running down there in frustration. He was guilty of the false start. Yeah, and we'll go ahead and take another commercial break. And we'll tell you that UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 4:45 left in the third quarter, Nebraska 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Ahoy, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand-in-hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 4:45 left in the third quarter. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin 3. Huskers starting at their 21-yard line.
As we sit here pleading for a takeaway from the Wisconsin defense, they've done all right with picks. They've got 15 interceptions on the season. That's a good number. The one thing I think is characteristic low, even for a Wisconsin defense, forced fumbles.
Yeah.
They forced four. One of them includes Jack Nelson off an interception early in the season. They've recovered only three fumbles this year.
Yeah. Yeah, the 14 or the 15 interceptions, that ranks, that's top four nationally. Tortio's five. It has him right there, as you would imagine.
But doesn't that seem low to you, only three fumble recoveries?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, particularly when one is by an offensive lineman.
Yes.
After an exchange of turnovers.
So maybe if we talk enough about it, it'll happen.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever it takes.
I think there's some, there's an art to it, too. Don't you agree?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Peanut Tillman will tell you that. Nebraska with 95 yards of offense in this game, 195 for the Badgers. Touchdown drive for the Huskers, covered 37 yards. That was it. Pistol formation, double wide to the left. Snap to Thompson, hands off Anthony Grant, and he gets knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. That was Muma Jungmeta helping lead the way for Wisconsin. Loss of one, second and 11 for the Huskers at their 20.
Developed nicely as a downhill inside linebacker, Jungmeta.
Defense really playing fast for Wisconsin these days. Two receivers right, one on the left. Thompson takes the snap, looking, under some pressure. He'll pull it down and run. He'll slide at the 25-yard line, and a penalty marker flies. They're going to get Nick Herbig as he just did not pull up as Casey Thompson went into the sliding motion. And the officials again will talk about it, just making sure that it wasn't an instance where Herbig had no choice, but I think they're going to get hit with 15 here.
After the play, personal foul, late hit, defense, number 19 with targeting. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down. The targeting is under further review.
This is the second half. Remember that. So this would extend to the first half of next week's game against Minnesota if it holds true.
He kind of lowered his shoulder over the top of the helmet. I couldn't see if there was clear contact high or not.
Yeah, I'm looking at the scoreboard. The television monitor's right over my head. I got no chance to see that.
So he was using his right shoulder over the top of Thompson.
Yeah.
Glanced off the helmet.
Yeah, this is a hold your breath moment here because this one might cost him. Guy who's having an absolutely terrific season. Here comes the verdict.
After further review, the ruling on the field of targeting has been confirmed. Number 19 is disqualified from the game. The 15-yard penalty was already enforced. It's first and 10.
And Herbig hands on hips there. He now getting a little support from his teammates. He, like, you got to be kidding me, but he went up high with the shoulder. It's not always helmet to helmet. It was shoulder to helmet. That's going to cost Herbig the rest of this game and the first half next week. So the Huskers have a first and 10 at their own 39 with under 4 minutes left in the third quarter. 7-3 Nebraska. Thompson in the shotgun. Trey Palmer in motion to the right. As Thompson back to throw, looking, throwing, right seam, and it's incomplete. In and out of the hands of Travis Vokolek. Went up for it, got his mitts on it, couldn't secure it inside the 45 of Wisconsin. It falls incomplete, second and 10 for the Huskers at their own 39-yard line.
You could see the frustration on the part of Vokolek. That's a good throw that he's got to make the catch on, doesn't he? That's a pretty good pass, considering the conditions today.
Yeah, second down and 10. The Huskers trying to throw it on first down. They come up empty. Anthony Grant, the running back. Tommy Hill out wide to the left. Trey Palmer to the right. He's with Alexander Smith. Snap to Thompson. Takes the handoff and swings it out left side. Brewington 35 to the 40-yard line. And he gets slammed into by Kamoi Latu at the 44 or 45-yard line. You see where they mark it. They actually looks like they're going to step up to the 46, and they do. Gain of 7. It's now 3rd down and 3 as they find the tight end, Chancellor Brewington. 3rd and 3 for the Huskers.
I thought that had a chance of being of a bigger play, a longer play. Latu just kind of sliced through all the interference.
From the 46 of Nebraska, a big 3rd and 3 now for the Huskers. 3:05 left third quarter. 4-point lead, Nebraska. 3 receivers to the left. That's the short side of the field. Anthony Grant, one of them, in motion to the right. Thompson back to throw. Looking, drops it off. It is Vokolek with the catch. He'll get the first down. C.J. Getz and Jay Shaw over there on the tackle. They force him to the boundary at the 42-yard line. By the way, Caden Johnson getting some turns at outside linebacker now opposite of C.J. Getz with Dick Herbig out for the rest of this game. First and 10 Huskers at the Wisconsin 42-yard line. Gio Paez checking in for Wisconsin. It's out there in the first half at times. In there now as he fought his way back from injury. Keanu Benton to the sideline for a moment. For the 42 of the Badgers, first and 10. Thompson again the throw. Left side pass and a diving attempt. And the catch is made at the 38-yard line. Nice catch. Penalty marker down in the backfield. That was Omar Manning on the catch, and we'll get the call here from Reggie Smith.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense, number 15. 15-yard penalty added to the end of the run. First down.
That's John Torchio, and here we go. The big mistakes again. The Badgers not just playing one opponent in Nebraska, they're fighting themselves, and the Huskers get a first and 10 at the Wisconsin 23.
Yeah, two of your leaders on defense, too, have been guilty of the last two calls.
So 30 gift-wrapped yards so far on this possession for Nebraska. Ball at the 23 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Thompson under center, takes the snap. He'll hand off to Grant, trying the right side, and spins by one man. Jordan Turner can't get him down. Jung Mehta does, finally at the 24-yard line. And after all of that, Grant did well to lose just a yard. Looked like Alexander Smith had him lined up, couldn't get him down. Likewise, Jordan Turner. But the Badgers do get him for a loss of 1, 2nd and 11 at the 24 of the Badgers.
It was encouraging just to see Alexander Smith's teammates rally to the ball, though.
Two receivers to the left. Oliver Martin in the slot. Trey Palmer comes out wide to the right. Thompson in the shotgun. Get the snap. Hands to Grant up the middle inside the 20-yard line. Caden Johnson up to make the tackle at the 19 of the Badgers. Gain of 5. 3rd down and 6 for the Huskers as we hit the final minute of the third quarter. 7-3 Nebraska.
You take Herbig off the field, it really changes what you can do offensively. You're not having to account for the sack leader in the country.
Amazing what that does for the confidence of an offense, right? So here we go from the 19 of Wisconsin, 3rd down and 6, 2 receivers either side. Thompson in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. Badgers rushing forward. Thompson throws over the middle, wide open. Trey Palmer makes the catch, touchdown Nebraska. There was no defender close. And it's 13-3, Nebraska late in the third quarter.
Well, I looked down on the field and Cedric Dort looked to his right and the defensive corner on the play And they both had a blank look on their face, it seemed like. So they're just an obvious bust, a communication bust in the Wisconsin secondary.
That does not get any easier. So a two-score game now on a day where, again, the points are few and far between. The PAT is good. We'll keep it here. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. It's now Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 3. That was a nine-play, 79-yard drive that took 4 minutes, 11 seconds. And of the 79 yards, 30 assisted on two major penalties against the Badgers.
I'm not sure we've seen a more dysfunctional defensive series than the one we just saw out of Wisconsin all season long. The penalties add up, a breakdown in communication. Inside the red zone winds up allowing Palmer to be wide open. Very uncharacteristic, let's just put it that way. But then again, this season it's fallen into a different category,
to say the least. Patrick, what do you got?
Nick Herbig is a guy who wears his emotions on his sleeve. He always speaks raw emotions when he meets with the media and the way he leads this team. And during the rest of that possession after he was ejected, you could just see how painful it is for him to not be there with his teammates. He had to be consoled by a few different teammates. Tanner Bordellini had both of his hands on either side of his helmet, speaking to him through his face mask, kind of trying to calm him down, but also just to console him, because this means so much to him. And for of any player on this field, it's got to be just gutting for him not to be a part of this.
Talk about being up against it right now. That's a story for this Wisconsin football team. Brendan Franke on the kickoff. Kick is in the air. Guerrero will let it sail over his head. Again, hitting the back line of the end zone. So the Badgers will start at the 25 after the touchback. First and 10. As Wisconsin now staring at an 11-point deficit.
They just have to bank on how they started this half with that long offensive possession and do those same things again. Being patient is not going to be easy, right, when you fall behind like they have, but you have to understand your weaknesses and your strengths here and maximize one and not the other.
All right, Braylon Allen back in there for Wisconsin. Jim Ray DK tight to the left, Skyler Bell tight to the right. And Mertz on first down hands it to Allen, trying to pick his way through any kind of an opening, and he'll get to about the 29 on a gain of 4 on what will likely be the final play of the third quarter. The Badgers have had a couple of good drives, came up empty late in the first half, had to settle for a field goal in the third quarter. It was a 3-yard run for Allen as the third quarter clock about to strike 0. And the Wisconsin Badgers have 11 points to cover and 15 minutes to do so. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at the end of 3, Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate, lock date, requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
I'm Chuck Freeman with a scoreboard update. Illinois giving third-ranked Michigan a game, hanging in there with their defense. Late third quarter, Michigan and Illinois are tied at 10. Illinois running back Chase Brown with an 8-yard touchdown run, which ties the game. Late third quarter scores, Michigan State on top of Indiana, 31-21. Purdue leading Northwestern 14-3. Coming up at 3, a key game in the Big Ten West. Iowa will be at Minnesota. I'm Chuck Freeman. Back to Lincoln and Matt LePay.
All right, Chuck, thanks very much. Yeah, that's an inspiring performance here from Illinois, pushing Michigan to the limit. Our condolences, by the way, to Brett Bielema and the family. Brett lost his mom this week. He's one tough woman. Marilyn Bielema passing away here earlier this week. Thoughts go out to Brett and the family. But a 10-10 Illinois-Michigan game in the second half in Ann Arbor. Badgers are down 14-3 to Nebraska as we begin the fourth quarter here in Lincoln.
Patrick was reeling information from the sidelines on how frustrated Wisconsin's best defensive player, Nick Herbig, is. Think about how frustrated this team is. The Badgers were 1 yard away from taking the lead in this game. It was third and goal from the 1 yard line. 1 yard away where they got the procedure penalty. That's sort of kind of blown up since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. They ended up settling for a field goal. And that's really been kind of the story of this season, and really at times the last, you know, couple of years. When you're on the brink, it seems like a seizing momentum in close games. There's a mistake, a self-inflicted, situation that has really hurt this Wisconsin team. Jim Leonard has talked about it. Paul Christ talked about it. It's not just beating the opponent, you're making sure you don't do things to beat yourself. And unfortunately, that's what Wisconsin is doing here today. Once again, they've got 15 minutes to do something about it. It'll be a second down and 7 for the Badgers at their own 28-yard line, moving north to south, left to right as we view it. Braylon stays in there at running back. Shimray DK slot to the right. Mertz will hand to Allen off the right side, trying to get outside across the 30, across the 35, and a first down for Braylon Allen.
I think the one big difference with this Nebraska defense from 1 year to the next year, tackling is much better. When you think back to Wisconsin playing the Huskers last year in Camp Randall, Braylon Allen had touchdown runs of 53 and 71 yards.
Yeah, it turned into a shootout kind of a game. In fact, had a long touchdown run that proved to be the game winner. Nebraska was driving toward the end, but couldn't quite finish the deal. So here we go, first and 10 for the Badgers. Ches Belusi now in there behind Mertz. Jackson Aker, the fullback. Snap to Mertz, hand off Ches off the left side across the 40. Malusi will blast across the 45-yard line near the first down. Looks like a little short of it. Ches running well here today for the Badgers. They'll mark just beyond the 45-yard line. Gain of 9 plus change. Second and short coming up. 14 minutes remaining. 14-3 Nebraska. Wisconsin today with 216 yards of offense, 177 on the ground, 144 yards total offense for Nebraska. High backs on second down, just across the 45, second down less than one. Mertz off the play fake, wants the throw, now he'll pull it down and run, and Graham will slide to the turf at the 50-yard line, and flying right over him was the linebacker Ernest Hausman. First down Wisconsin at the 50.
Good decision on the part of Mertz. Use your feet once in a while to pick up a first down.
It was there to be had, and he went ahead and took it. From the 50, first and 10, as Keontez Lewis comes out to the left, Skyler Bell to the right. Tyler Beach lines up to the right of the right tackle, Riley Molman. As Mertz will hand it to Braylon Allen back in there, trying to cut it back across midfield, and he will work his way to the 46-yard line. Isaac Gifford up to make the hit. Gain of 4, second down and 6 for Wisconsin.
They've got a good rhythm going again, but It's a matter of sustaining it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Beach out, Eschenbach in. Jim Leonard told Patrick Herb at the half, it's out finishing. And another chance here on second down and six. Mertz makes the handoff to Allen, rolls right. Caught by Keontez Lewis. He gets shoved out of bounds by the safety Miles Farmer inside the 40 of the near side to the 39 of Nebraska. First down, Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes gone by. Fourth quarter, 14-3. Nebraska leads Wisconsin.
Mertz has been pretty accurate this year when they've rolled him to his right, cutting down the field. Only has half the field to work with, but the throw is a little bit shorter, too, and he's shown his accuracy.
Badgers go bigger again. Tyler Beach back in there, lining up to the left of the left tackle, Jack Nelson. Offset eye behind Mertz on first and 10. Hand off Allen up the middle. Now bouncing it to his left, has room. 35, Allen the 30, to the 25, to the 20-yard line, and finally steered out of bounds by Quinton Newsome, the cornerback. So nothing up the middle. Braylon bounced it, and the Badgers are inside the Huskers' 20-yard line, a gain of 22.
Kind of looked like the Braylon Allen we saw running against Nebraska a year ago in Camp Randall Stadium. He got right in the middle of the traffic and then bounced it outside. Kept his patience throughout that run. Definitely kept his head up and read the defense.
His trip to the red zone brought to you by the team on top at Case IH. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Nebraska 17-yard line. Chez Malusi in there at tailback. Mertz will give it to him. Chez inside the 15 and down near the 13-yard line. Colton Feast getting in there. Garrett Nelson as well. They'll place at the 13. Gain of 4 for Malusi. Second down and 6 for the Badgers. 11-10 remaining here in Lincoln. 14-3 Nebraska. The Badgers again with a serious threat. Jackson Aker the fullback. Chez Malusi the tailback. DK single wide receiver to the right. Hand off Malusi. End of the line. And he'll crash his way to about the 10. Right into the heart of the Huskers defense. Third down and 3, it looks like, for Wisconsin as they place it at the 10-yard line of Nebraska.
So here comes the question. Are they good enough up front to knock Nebraska off the ball in this situation?
See if they can go penalty free and actually give themselves a chance here. Tyler Beach stays in there to the left of Jack Nelson. DK slot right, Skyler Bell wide right, eye backs behind Mertz. On third down, Graham back to throw, rolling right, chase backside, Mertz throwing, right side, end zone, caught, touchdown Wisconsin! Skyler Bell near the right corner of the end zone, and the Badgers are in for the first time today.
There were two number 11s in the end zone, so it's Braxton Clark on Skyler Bell, and Braxton Clark overran Bell, just kind of took himself out of the play. I'm not sure what he was looking at. He wasn't looking at Bell. It was one of the weirdest things.
We've got a penalty marker after the play here, I believe. Marker is down at the 6-yard line, and here comes the call.
The result of the play is a touchdown. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, offense, number 19, came onto the field without a helmet to celebrate. That 15-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. We'll attempt to try.
You gotta be kidding me. Number 19 is Nick Herbig. When you are ejected, you are allowed to stay on the sideline by the bench area after a targeting penalty. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe we need Patrick to hold
him. Yeah.
Just hold on to him.
Oh. So it's 14-9 Nebraska with 10:07.
So you go
remaining.
For two here?
Yeah, I think you... This is the time to chase the points, get yourself within a field goal, and that's what they're going to do here as the offense stays out there. The Badgers wanted right smack, looked like they were going to have it smack in the middle. Now they want it at the left hash mark at the 3-yard line. So we'll see the Badgers go for two. Montez Lewis to the left. He'll be in the slot. Isaac Arendo wide with Bell, DK, and Eschenbach, excuse me, tight to the right. Now Garendo motions to the backfield. Loops in motion to the right. Mertz to throw. Looking. Throws middle. Incomplete. Wanted Skyler Bell. Back line of the end zone. And it's incomplete. Ford scoring drive. 10 plays. 75 yards. Took 5 minutes and 27 seconds. So we'll step away from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 10:07 remaining. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 9. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Evans Transportation, the Badgers' offenses are inspiration. While the red and white are grinding out yards and punishing defenses, Evans keeps our customers moving forward by finding solutions for their supply chain needs. If you're a Wisconsin company looking for a money-saving end-to-end transportation management partner, contact Evans today at evanstrans.com. Go Badgers from Evans in Delafield and keep moving forward.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Thanksgiving will be here soon, and I can't wait to spend the day with family and friends just catching up, playing games, and settling in for a big turkey dinner. This may sound weird, but my favorite part of a big turkey dinner is the gravy. I pour it on my turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and there's always plenty of Village Heart Thinner Rolls to help soak up every drop. And whether you prefer classic white or wheat, 12-grain or sweet Hawaiian, a basket of warm Village Heart Thinner Rolls is the natural choice for Thanksgiving dinner.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 20, northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times again, tonight lows around 4 above. Mainly sunny, tomorrow highs around 28. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. 14-9, Nebraska leads Wisconsin with 10:07 remaining. The Badgers getting a Graham Mertz touchdown pass to Skyler Bell. The try for two was unsuccessful. Nick Herbig, who was hit with that penalty, he had already been ejected for the game for a targeting penalty in the third quarter, but remained in the bench area after the Wisconsin touchdown. He went onto the field without a helmet. That drew a flag, so the Badgers will be kicking off from their 20-yard line. And in the meantime, Nick Herbig walking and being escorted, one of the Wisconsin personnel, into the locker room. You're not going to find a more passionate guy than Nick Herbig. You feel sick for him. Man, that's a big penalty there.
He went out there to congratulate Skyler Bell. He just strayed off the sidelines by maybe a yard and a half, but he did it right in front of an official, and he didn't have his helmet on.
Yeah, thus the flag. So that means Gavin Lahm will be kicking off from the 20-yard line. Freshman from Kakana, he needs to get into one here. Runs up on it, and the kick is away, and this will be fielded right side at the 20, 25 to the 30-yard line, across the 35 and driven down. Across the 35, Zach Weinmaster on that kick return, and a penalty marker back on the Wisconsin side of the 50. It'd be helpful if Nebraska would get a penalty here, maybe move them back a little bit. Let's see. Here comes the call.
During the return, holding, receiving team number 5, 10-yard penalty from the end of the run, first and 10.
That helps.
Everything helps. As we found out on that last offensive possession for Wisconsin, Braylon Allen with a 22-yard run. That's the longest rush against Nebraska over the last 5 games.
Yeah, we talked about it. Only the 3 runs of, 20 yards even in a stretch of time. So the Huskers, after all of this, will start at their 27-yard line, first and 10. 14-9 Nebraska with 10:02 remaining. Thompson in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls off to his left. Looking, he'll run it across the 30-yard line. Caden Johnson runs up to greet him at the 34, but still on the scramble. Thompson good for 7 yards, second down and 3 for Nebraska.
Thompson stretches the defense, and then once he gets in that alley, he's not afraid of turning it upfield and running.
9:40 remaining. Badgers down 5. Second down and 3 for the Huskers. Anthony Grant lines up behind Thompson in the pistol. Work that clock here a little bit more. Oliver Martin in motion to the right. Hand off. Anthony Grant has room up the middle. Now breaks off to his right across the 35 and up to the 40-yard line. Alexander Smith with help on the tackle across the 40 of Nebraska. And that'll be a first down for the Huskers. They'll put the 41-yard line, Nebraska territory. First and 10. 9:05 remaining. 14-9 Nebraska. Play clock is at 20 as Thompson gets them lined up. Two receivers left, Martin in the slot, Trey Palmer to the right. On first down, Thompson hands off to Grant, met by Keanu Benton in the backfield. And he'll take him down at the 40-yard line, a loss of 1 for Anthony Grant. Second down and 11 for the Huskers.
Benton's flashed a few times today in the backfield. Had a sack in the first half. Just tough to handle. He's proven that all season long.
8.5 minutes remaining. Second down and 11 for the Huskers at their own 40-yard line. Palmer slot to the left. Omar Manning wide left. Oliver Martin to the right. Thompson gets the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Looking pressured and brought down by Darrell Peterson. Inside the 35-yard line, big-time sack from the redshirt freshman out of Akron, Ohio. And it's third and long for the Huskers. Back at their 33-yard line with 8 minutes to play.
It's kind of better late than never. We were expecting even more out of Darrell Peterson at the start of the year. That's his first career sack, isn't it?
I believe it is. Had a fumble recovery last week. Played well against Purdue a few weeks ago. Big-time play for Darrell Peterson. Third down. 18 for the Huskers back at their 33-yard line. Omar Manning to the right. Oliver Martin out to the left. Thompson on third down. He'll hand it to Anthony Grant across the 35-yard line and driven to the turf by Caden Johnson at the 39. So the Badger defense does its job. 7:20, clock running left in the game. 14-9 Nebraska. And the Huskers punting from their own 39 on 4th and 12.
You know, guys like Darrell Peterson and Caden Johnson right now are even motivated far more than they normally would be. They're motivated to make sure Wisconsin can get a W for Nick Herbig.
Yeah, here we go. And now kicking, we think, into the wind here. There's Nebraska punting, and the kick is away. Ingram will scoop it inside the 30, breaking left. Ingram to the 35. Dean Ingram up to the 40-yard line, up to the 41. That was a tough one to handle, but he handled it very well. 34 on the punt, 14 on the return, and the Badgers are in business. And we will take a break. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 6:44 to play, Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 9. Back in a moment, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's 4 generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
For nearly 45 years, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. 14-9, Nebraska leads Wisconsin with 6:44 remaining here in Lincoln as we again go downstairs to Patrick.
Well, lost in that celebration after the Skylar Bell touchdown because of the Nick Herbig penalty was another celebration. It was maybe understated, but even more meaningful. Skylar Bell pulled up his shirt to reveal a t-shirt that had number 86 on it under his jersey. 86 was the number worn by Devin Chandler, the former teammate who was killed this week in Charlottesville, Virginia. And we talked about in the pregame a little bit that this team is playing with heavy hearts, and that was a celebration and a tribute to Devin Chandler after that Skylar Bell touchdown.
Yeah, as we mentioned, you know, early in the broadcast, so many of these guys hit so hard by this. They maintain a very close relationship with Devin even after he transferred last season. So the Badgers find themselves down 5, 6:44 remaining. They have a first and 10 at their own 40-yard line.
I just think, too, that the more touches you get someone like Skylar Bell, the better off you are.
Playmaker.
Unquestionably.
Braylon Allen, 95 rushing yards. Ches Malusi has 93 so far today. Braylon is in there now. Skyler Bell tight to the right. Chimray DK tight to the left. Mertz under his center. Joe Tittman on first and 10. Mertz takes handoff. Allen has some room. Now trying to cut to the right side. That room closed in a hurry. Ernest Hausman with a terrific stop at the 41-yard line. Gain of 1 for Allen. Second out and 9 for Wisconsin.
I know that's one thing Braylon Allen brought up in his own running style this year, that sometimes he just needs to take what's there and not try to get too creative or try to bounce for more.
Yep. And hit a home run when maybe it wasn't there to be had. Second down and 9 for the Badgers. Tyler Beach in there as they go big up front again. Bell out to the left, DK to the right, backs offset. Mertz turns, hands to Allen, trying to hit it to the left side. Colton Feast and Garrett Nelson swarm him behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 37-yard line. A loss of 4, and the Badgers now have a 3rd and 13 at their own 37 with 5:50 remaining.
And Allen's going to need help to get off the field. Looks like he may have injured an ankle now.
Yeah, he started to get up, and now he's kind of in a bear crawl mode. Gets up, favoring the right leg. He's going to have to come out. With 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play, 14-9 Nebraska. Braylon's been doing all he can kind of in and out of the lineup here today. 18 carries, 92 yards. I'm not sure he's going to be coming back from this one here this afternoon. So 3rd down and 13 for the Badgers at their own 37-yard line. Wisconsin today 7 out of 13 on 3rd down. Deontez Lewis comes out to the left. Bell wide to the right with DK in the slot. Isaac Garendo, the running back. He is to the left of Mertz in the shotgun. 3rd and 13. Mertz back to throw, looking pressured. Throws to the left, high pass. It is pulled down by Keontez Lewis, and they're going to give it to him at the 48-yard line of Nebraska. Well, they say he got a toe down just before going out of bounds. Boy, if you're Wisconsin, get up to the line, snap the ball at the 48 of Nebraska, 1st and 10. 5:10 remaining, 1st and 10 for the Badgers. Birch gets them up, but now the Huskers will get the review they've been looking for.
It is a completed pass. The previous play is under further review. Timeout on the field.
It was a heck of an effort, but now I think we're going to go ahead and go to a full commercial break, and we are. 5:06 to play. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 9. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield. Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 14-9, Nebraska leads Wisconsin with 5:06 remaining. The Badgers at the moment have a 1st and 10 at the Huskers' 48-yard line. They're reviewing a catch by Keontez Lewis right at the boundary in front of the Nebraska bench. Ruling on the field was a catch. And this is a long replay review going on right now. It is that razor's edge.
I will say this. Mertz did a heck of a job sidestepping the pressure from Ty Robinson to even get the ball off.
Well, the first television replay angles were obstructed by a side judge. And the scoreboard showing the replays right now. And even that is hard to tell. Did that right toe get down for Keontez Lewis inbounds? I mean, it is right on the edge of the chalk. Badgers tried to get up to the line of scrimmage, but it was pretty clear that they were going to have to take a look at this upstairs, and that's what they're doing. Game clock at 5:06 remaining. And we will get the call from Reggie Smith.
After further review, the receiver possessed the ball and then his right foot came down out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. It'll be 4th down and 13 from the 37-yard line.
And when you're hot, you're hot. You don't get one going your way there either. So the Badgers forced to punt. They have all of their timeouts available. 5:06 remaining. And instead of a first down, it's 4th down and 13. The Badgers back at their 37-yard line. A chance here for Vunovic to try to pin him deep if he can and let the Badger defense go to work. Oliver Martin is deep. Snap to Vunovic. And the kick is away. And Martin signals for the fair catch. And he'll make it as he backpedals near the 10-yard line. They'll start it at the 11. 1st and 10 for Nebraska. With 4 minutes and 58 seconds remaining. Nebraska 14. Wisconsin 9.
Oliver Martin has one of the more unique entries on his bio. He's got touchdown passes at Michigan, Iowa, and Nebraska.
Yeah, he's been around.
Which I think that record will be broken now with the transfer portal, because that'll probably happen more often.
The trendsetter, that is Oliver Martin. So here we go from the Huskers' 11-yard line. Well, Jim Leonard talked about it with Patrick at the half. Get a turnover. Let's see if the defense can do that right here, right now. We're going to keep going to the well, folks. Simple as that. Two receivers tight left, one to the right. Pistol formation. Oliver Martin in motion to the right. Here's the handoff. Anthony Grant, and he gets pulled down by Rodas Johnson inside the 10. They mark at the 8-yard line. Big time play by Rodas Johnson. Loss of 3, second and 13 for the Huskers with 4:42 clock running left in the game. Nebraska up by 5.
Good surge up. Badgers been getting that all day from Benton. Now Rodas Johnson joins the party.
20 on the play clock. Huskers will milk it as they go into their huddle now. 15 on the play clock. And now they break it with 10 on the play clock. Second and 13, Nebraska from its own 8-yard line. Play clock is at 5. Three receivers left. One on the right, snap to Thompson, hands to Grant, running left across the 10-yard line, and C.J. Getz will close the gate at the 14 on a gain of 6. It'll be a third down and 7 for Nebraska. 4 minutes clock running left in the game.
Rodas Johnson flashed again, but couldn't make a play deep in the backfield.
Jake Chaney in, Muma Jungmeta out. Third down and 7 for the Huskers at their own 14-yard line. 3:45 remaining, 14-9 Nebraska. A monster play right here. Third and 7 for the Huskers at their 14. Four receivers, two on the left, two on the right. Grant to the left of the quarterback, and now Thompson will motion Grant out to the right. Thompson back to throw, looking, sets, throws left side. It is incomplete. It was short, intended for Trey Palmer. Hunter Waller on the coverage, and that'll stop the clock with 3:21 remaining, and Nebraska punting from its 14-yard line.
I was convinced that Thompson was going to run the ball.
So was I.
Didn't you see that first move upfield? I thought he's going to throw the ball. No, he's going to run it, and he winds up trying to back shoulder fade.
So the Badger defense gets the stop. Brian Buscini on to punt. He's a couple of yards deep in his own end zone. Line of scrimmage, the Huskers 14. Dean Ingram in single safety at the 50. Snap to Buscini. Steps up. Kick is away. Drifting back is Ingram. He'll field at the 41. Cutting to his right across the 45. And Ingram up to midfield. And the Badgers will have an opportunity. 3 minutes, 11 seconds remaining. And we have a timeout in Lincoln. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 9. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Time to spotlight today's best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Ches Malusi really helping out this Badgers offense here. 20 carries, 93 yards. The longest run has been 11, but he's been churning out the yardage, and his role bigger still. And Braylon Allen in and out of the lineup, and the right leg was a problem for Braylon in the last series. So good work when they've needed it from Chez here. We have 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play, 14-9. Nebraska leads Wisconsin as the Badgers start at midfield.
I mentioned it earlier, Matt. Once Malusi got into the rhythm of the game, we saw the old Malusi as opposed to one who was coming off the injury. This offense has had a good tempo and pace here in the second half.
Yeah, it has. And before the Badgers resume play, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.